Good afternoon. It's 3 p.m. Cloudy and 64 degrees. Southeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Should become cloudy overnight with a low of 51. On Friday, a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms coming in the afternoon. Cloudy with a high of 67 degrees for Friday. Judith Merriweather will join us at around for the hours up with a rundown of the events calendar. This hour, we'll be listening to music performed by the ensemble Imusiki, seasonal music by Corelli, Torelli, Manfredini, and Locatelli.
Thank you. Thank you.
been listening to Christmas concertos by Corelli, Torelli, Manfredini, and Locatelli, all performed by the ensemble I Musici. It's 47 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock. This is KRVS, Lafayette Lake Charles.
Happening in the arts and culture in South Louisiana. Here on the UL campus at the Alumni Center, there's a special event. It's called The Art of Giving. There will be lots of artists with their wares there, as well as the UL Press with their annual book showcase. So if you've been really eagerly wanting some of those UL Press books, there are some beautiful ones. The press will be at the Alumni House from 5 to 8 p.m. tonight and from 11 to 6 p.m. tomorrow, Friday, December 7th. So tonight starting at 5 and then tomorrow all during the day. The UL Press has an incredible number of books about Louisiana topics. They have literature, they have history. It's a pretty amazing press. You can take a look at their website, the UL Press, and look at some of the titles and then attend the sale, and you can find all of those titles there as well and find out more about the press. That's The Art of Giving with the UL Press tonight from 5 to 8 at the Alumni Center on the UL campus, and again tomorrow from 11 a.m. until 6 p.m. Also opening tonight is the UL Ceramics Program's annual pottery event. It's the 16th annual holiday pottery sale. The students and faculty of the Visual Arts Ceramic area will be showing their work, and the proceeds will help them attend the two conferences, the National Council on Education for the Ceramic Arts in Minneapolis. There's another national conference in Alabama, and the sale of the pottery will help the students attend these conferences. They will be opening up their wood-fired kiln, their soda-fired kiln, and all of their other electric kilns with hundreds and hundreds of pieces of pottery, beautiful things, some functional, some sculptural. That opens tonight, 7 to 10 p.m. in Fletcher Hall on the first floor. The pottery department is in room 116 on the first floor of Fletcher. It continues tomorrow from 10 in the morning until 6 in the evening, and on Saturday from 10 until 6. So opens tonight from 7 until 10, the 16th annual UL Ceramics Holiday Pottery Sale. All are invited to attend. The Louisiana Choral Foundation will hold two concerts this weekend. The first in Lake Charles at the First United Methodist Church, 7:30. The concert is called Angels of Light and will feature quite a number of pieces, but the centerpiece of the concert will be Snow Angel by Canadian composer Cyril Cortell. For more information about this concert, Friday the 7th, and the one on Sunday, December 9th, in Sulphur at the Immaculate Conception Church. You can go to the Facebook page, which is the Louisiana Choral Foundation. They also have a website, I believe it's lachoral.org. So two concerts, one in Lake Charles Friday the 7th at the First United Methodist, and on Sunday at Immaculate Conception in Sulphur. This is the Louisiana Choral Foundation, their annual Christmas concerts. And the Acadiana Center for the Arts will have a new exhibit opening up by Heather Ryan Kelly in their main gallery. Heather is a professor at McNeese and has been a working artist in that area for many years. Her works are in national galleries and exhibit spaces. She has been working for many years, perfecting her work, and we'll get a chance to see it here in Lafayette in the main gallery of the Acadiana Center for the Arts. It opens during Art Walk this Saturday. It is Second Saturday Art Walk, and that's from 6 to 8:30 p.m. There's also a special event that they're having called Dream Bigger. All are invited to attend there. There will be music and lots of Francis Pavi will be there doing some book signings for his new work. We spoke with Francis not too long ago about that book. So lots of things happening at the Acadiana Center for the Arts and all over downtown, up and down Jefferson Street. There will be galleries and exhibit spaces with new work. Lafayette Ballet Theater will perform The Nutcracker this weekend, Saturday, December 8th at 7 in the Hyman Center, and on Sunday, December 9th at 2 p.m. in the Hyman Center. Information at LafayetteBalletTheater.org. The Center for Louisiana Studies is hosting a digital preservation workshop this Monday, December 10th at the Lafayette Science Museum. It's from 8:30 till 4:45. To register, you can go to their Eventbrite site. It's called deepsouthpreservation.eventbrite.com, or you can call the Center for Louisiana Studies. The Bayou Bell Choir from Lake Charles is doing a number of concerts this holiday season. On Monday, December 10th at 6:30, they'll have a concert at St. Luke Simpson's United Methodist in Lake Charles. It's open to everyone, and that is the Bayou Bell Choir from Lake Charles. Cane Fire Film Series will be showing The Great Buster, a celebration, at the Acadiana Center for the Arts this Monday, December 10th at 7:30. It is, of course, a celebration of The Great Buster Keaton. And for more information or tickets, you can go to acadianacenterforthearts.org. LPB and Codafil will have a collaborative party called Cognac and Christmas, Wednesday, December 12th at the Acadiana Center for the Arts. It's a taste of France. For information, you can stop by the LPB website, which is lpb.org, or you can contact Codafil about Cognac and Christmas. The Acadiana Symphony Orchestra will have their annual Christmas concert Thursday, December 13th at the Hyman Center at 7 p.m. They will be joined by the Lost Bayou Ramblers and also the Lafayette High School Chorus and the Acadiana Symphony Youth Orchestra. So quite an interesting Christmas concert, 7 o'clock Thursday, December 13th at the Hyman Center. Also at the ACA, Steve Riley and the Mamou Playboys will give a Cajun Christmas concert 7:30 December 14th. They'll be joined by quite a number of other musicians, including Chris Stafford and Gino Delafosse. For information, you can go to the ACA's website. In Crowley, at the Grand Opera House of the South, there will be a performance of It's a Wonderful Life, a live radio play. For more information, you can go to the Grand Opera House website, which is thegrandoperahouse.org. Performances are the December 13th and 14th at 7:30 p.m., but you can go to that website to check on those dates and availability of tickets as well. I do believe it's the 13th and 14th. And the Silverbacks Improv Theater will have their 7th annual holiday show on Friday, December 14th at 7:30. It will be in downtown Lafayette at the Doubletree in Club 337 on Friday the 14th. It's their annual holiday show. They make up a holiday, and you're all invited to wear holiday sweaters for this very special Silverbacks Improv improv Christmas performance. Also, the Lafayette Concert Band will have their annual Christmas concert Sunday, December 16th, 3:30 p.m. at the Bayou Church, and you can find out more by going to their website. And for a listing of programs on KRVS, please stop by krvs.org. You can also listen to audio on demand of all of our locally produced programs. If you missed a show, if you missed Lee Kleinpeter's Christmas Carol show today, you can search for that show on our website and the date of it, or Cecil's great Medicine Ball Caravan. If you missed it or you just want to listen to it again, just go to programs, find the program you're interested in, the date of the show, and you can listen to it wherever you listen to KRVS. And you can share that link with friends and family. Please stay with us this afternoon and evening. We'll be with NPR's All Things Considered in just a few moments.
Sintonice
to La Vellonera.
A La Vellonera.
Thursdays at 7 p.m.
Jueves a las 7 de la noche.
On KRVS 88.7 FM.
En KRVS 88.7 FM. Welcome to La Vellonera.
Bienvenido a La Vellonera.
Join me, Megan Brown, for Encore, Saturdays at 7 a.m. and Sundays at 3 p.m. right here on KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette Lake Charles.
Tell your story, but I'd rather not say.